Deus in adiutorium meum intente.
Domine ad adiuvandum me festina.
Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto.
Sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen.
Parce Domine, parce populo tuo, ne in aeternum iras caris nobis. Flectamus iram vindicem, ploremus ante judicem, clamemus ore supplici, dicamus omnes cernui.
Parce Domine, parce populo tuo, ne in aeternum iras caris nobis.
Nostris malis offendimus, tuam Deus clementiam, et funde nobis te super, remissor indulgentiam.
Parce Domine, parce populo tuo, ne in aeternum iras caris nobis.
Dans tempus acceptabile, da lacrimarum rivulis, lavare cordis victimam, quam laeta durat caritas.
Parce Domine, parce populo tuo, ne in aeternum iras caris nobis.
Audi, benigne conditor, nostras preces cum flecibus, in hoc sacro iunio fus as quadragenario.
Parce Domine, parce populo tuo, ne in aeternum iras caris nobis.
Scrutator alme cordium, infirma tuscis virium, a te reversis exipe, remissi omnis gratia.
Parce Domine, parce populo tuo, ne in aeternum iras caris nobis.
Those who sow in tears will reap in joy. When the Lord delivered Zion from bondage, it seemed like a dream. Then was our mouth filled with laughter, on our lips there were songs. The heathens themselves said, what marvels the Lord worked for them. What marvels the Lord worked for us, indeed we were glad. Deliver us, O Lord, from our bondage, as streams in dry land. Those who are sowing in tears will sing when they reap. They go out full of tears, carrying seed for the sowing. they come back full of song, carrying their sheaves. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. Those who sow in tears will reap in joy. May the Lord build our house and guard our city. If the Lord does not build the house, in vain do its builders labor. If the Lord does not watch over the city, in vain does the watchman keep vigil. In vain is your earlier rising, your going later to rest. You who toil for the bread you eat, when he pours gifts on his beloved while they slumber. Truly sons are a gift from the Lord, a blessing the fruit of the womb. Indeed, the sons of youth are like arrows in the hand of a warrior. Oh, the happiness of the man who has filled his quiver with these arrows. He will have no cause for shame when he disputes with his foes in the gateways. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. May the Lord build our house and guard our city. He is the firstborn of all creation, in every way the primacy is his. Let us give thanks to the Father for having made you worthy to share the lot of the saints in light. He rescued us from the power of darkness and brought us into the kingdom of his beloved Son. Through him we have redemption, the forgiveness of our sins. He is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creatures. In him everything in heaven and on earth was created, things visible and invisible. All were created through him, all were created for him. He is before all else that is, in him everything continues in being. It is he who is head of the body, the church, he who is the beginning, the firstborn of the dead, so that primacy may be his in everything. It pleased God to make absolute fullness reside in him, and by means of him to reconcile everything in his person, both on earth and in the heavens, making peace through the blood of his cross. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper, et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. He is the firstborn of all creation, in every way the primacy is his. Work with anxious concern to achieve your salvation. It is God who, in his goodwill toward you, begets in you any measure of desire or achievement. In everything you do, act without grumbling or arguing. Prove yourselves innocent and straightforward, children of God without reproach. To you, O Lord, I make my prayer for mercy. To you, O Lord,
I make my prayer for mercy.
Heal my soul, for I have sinned against you.
I make my prayer for mercy.
Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto.
To you, O Lord, I make my prayer for mercy.
The one who obeys God's law and teaches others to do so will be great in the kingdom of heaven. Magnificat anima mea Dominum, et exultavit spiritus meus in Deo salutari meo, quia respexit humilitatem ancile suae, et enim ex hoc beata medicent omnes generationes, quia fecit mihi magna qui potens est, et sanctum nomen eius, et misericordiaeus a progenie in progenies, dimensibus eius. Fecit potentiam in brachio suo, dispersit superbos mente cordis sui, deposuit potentes de sete, et exaltavit humiles, exurientes implevit bonis, et divites dimisit inanes. Suscepit Israel puerum suum, recordatus misericordiae suae. Sicut locutus est ad patres nostros, Abraham et semini eius in saecula. Gloria Patri et Filio et Spiritui Sancto, sicut erat in principio et nunc et semper et in saecula saeculorum. Amen. The one who obeys God's law and teaches others to do so will be great in the kingdom of heaven. Blessed be Almighty God, who watches over us as a father. He knows all our needs, but wants us to seek first his kingdom. Let us cry out to him as his people. May your kingdom come, that justice may reign. Father of all holiness, you gave us Christ as the shepherd of our souls. Stay with your shepherds and the flock entrusted to them. Do not leave this flock without the loving care of its shepherd. Do not leave your shepherds without an obedient flock to follow them. Teach Christians to help the weak with loving care, and in serving them to serve your Son. Gather into your church those who do not yet believe, and help them to build it up by good deeds done for love of you. Help us to turn to you for forgiveness, and as you forgive us, reconcile us also with your church. May the dead pass from this world to eternal life, to be with you forever. Pater noster qui es in caelis, sanctificetur nomen tuum, adveniat regnum tuum, fiat voluntas tua, sicut in caelo et in terra. Panem nostrum quotidianum da nobis hodie, et dimite nobis debita nostra, sicut et nos dimitimus debitoribus nostris, et ne nos inducas in tentationem, sed libera nos a malo. Grant, we pray, O Lord, that schooled through Lenten observance and nourished by your word, through holy restraint, we may be devoted to you with all our heart and be ever united in prayer. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever. Amen. Dominus nos benedicat, et ab omnim malo defendat, et ad vitam perducat aeternam. Amen.